Hey, this is Dr. Leung. Dr. Leung, the clinical patient last name is Carly, C-A-R-L-I, again, C-A-R-L-I. First name is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A. Date of visit is in October 28, 2022. Date of birth is November 1, 1981. Next paragraph, referring physician is Lorena Tan, T-A-N. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Tan, I have the pleasure to see Melissa today for initial evaluation for headaches. Next paragraph, history present known as patient is a 40-year-old female, a common chief complaint of headaches, first up. According to the patient, common patient has been having headaches since she was 20 years old, first up. Patient would have headaches one time to three times a month, first up. She would have sickness to the stomach, first up. She got very nauseous and vomit, first up. Patient also has light sensitivity, first up. Headaches are usually unilateral. First up, a patient would have cluster of them. First up, they can last several days to a week. First up, the headache usually behind the eyes. So first up, a patient tells me that she's been taking Imitrex and that's not helping. First up, she takes some ibuprofen and that seems to help. First up, patient also takes Zofran, a kind of that also helps the nausea. First up, a patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, past medical history. A non-expert pathological screen, non-expert medication, Wellbutrin, Imitrex, 100 milligrams as needed. Next, allergies, patients are allergic to oxycodone, causing hallucination and stop breathing. Next, social history, patients are divorced with two children. First off, patient is a phlebotomist. Phlebotomist at Valley Care Medical Center. Patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, father have heart disease and died 43 years of age. First up, a mother of chronic migraines. Please do not put a review system. Next part of impression, migraine headache disorder. First up, I believe the patient have migraine headache disorder. First up, she has a photosensitivity, unilateral headaches are associated with nausea and vomiting. With these headaches, first up, usually they're behind the eye. First up, this would happen one to three times a month. First up, a patient tells me that the Imitrex is not working. First up, next paragraph of recommendation explain. Impression. Patient also have a significant family history. First up, mother also have migraines. First up, recommendation explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, I will give the patient a trial of Maxalt, 10 milligrams 1 POQD as needed for migraine headaches. First up, next paragraph, if the Maxalt is not effective, I will give the patient Fova, F-R-O-V-A, Fova, 2.5 milligrams, 1 pill per day as needed to, for migraine attacks. The first time was for I also offer a patient a daily preventative medication. First up, half a patient tells me that she does not want to take daily preventative medication at this point. First up, she would like to try some acute medications. The first up, next up. I explain to patient common side effects from these medications. The first time we should recommend patient follow me in 1 month and see how these medicines work out. But first, I explain to patient to go to contact me immediately if you develop any side effects. The first time we should, but this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is next patient, last name is E-R-L-A-N-D-S-O-N. First name is John, J-O-N. Date of service is October 28, 2022. Date of service is October 28, 2022. Date of birth is June 11, 1946. Referring physician is number one, David Stone. The other is Dr. Michael Alpers. Dr. Michael Alpers, A-L-P-E-R-S. Next paragraph. Alper, A-L-P-E-R, A-L-P-E-R, Michael Alper. The next paragraph, dear doctors, I have the pleasure to see J-O-N today for initial evaluation for vertigo. Next paragraph, history present in nutrition is a chief complaint of a vertigo. First, the patient tells me that patient is a 76-year-old male, common chief complaint of vertigo. First, the patient tells me that he's been having vertigo for the last few years. So first, the patient tells me that he's got constant dizziness. First, when he walks, he walks abnormally. First, the patient is wobbly. First, the patient tells me he walks like a drunk. A patient tells me that he's been seeing Dr. David Stone. Patient tells me that he does not have Meniere's disease. Patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautria, and dysphagia. Patient tells me that she got a brain MRI done 3 years ago in 2020, 2 years ago in 2020, and that was negative according to the patient. Patient tells me that he recently started for valacyclovir for herpes. Past medical history. past medical history, healthy, according to the division, next row, past surgical history, umbilical hernia surgery, next row, inguinal hernia surgery, next row, chronic medication, valacyclovir, 500 milligrams at one pill twice a day, next row, allergies, no known drug allergies, next row, social history, patient is married, with no children, first up, patient is retired, first up, patient does not smoke, first up, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs, family history, older sister of has congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation, first up, younger brother died of pulmonary thromboembolism, first up, next row, review system. A patient has skin rash with eczema. First up, patient has tinnitus in the right ear. First up, a patient has nocturia. And the patient also has arthritis. The first time. Next, whatever. Impression. Impression number one. A gait disturbance. The first time patient tells me that he walks like a drunk. First up, he's got wobbly walk and he is unsteady sometimes. First up, a patient seen Dr. David Stone. First up, patient tells me that Dr. Stone did not find him to have Meniere's disease. First up, he tells me that his symptoms is getting worse. So first time, make sure of next number. Recommendation, I would recommend to patient to obtain another brain MRI, to evaluate and rule for stroke, specifically stroke in the cerebellum, causing gait disturbance, first time observer. The brain MRI will also be useful to evaluate for periventricular, PERI, periventricular white matter disease, which can cause gait disorder of aging, first time observer. I will also perform a nerve conduction study, to see if any peripheral neuropathy causing ataxia for cervical sever. Also explain to patient common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, such as hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First time, explain to patient go to the emergency room if develops any of those signs and symptoms. So first time sober, I will follow up with the patient with these tests. This marks the end of dictation. Our next patient. Last name is Espinoza, Espinoza dash Carter, Carter. First name is Isaiah, Isaiah. Again, Isaiah. Date of birth is July 28, 1995. Date of service is October 28, 2022. Referring physician is Jason. Last name is Dutertenp at Tiburcio, Tiburcio Vasquez, Vasquez Health Center. Next, we have a chief complaint traumatic brain injury for stuff. History present known as patient is a 27-year-old male, with the chief complaint traumatic brain injury for stuff. Majority of the history is provided by the mother for stuff. According to the mother, traumatic brain injury happened in 2012 with multiple concussions for stuff. The patient have multiple concussions since then. For stuff, patient also diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder in 2016. For stuff, patient has been hearing voices since 2012. First up, patient has tried various medications for that. First up, in April of 2022, he fell and lost consciousness. First up, he hit the head. First up, he woke up with voices in the head that were gone. First up, and then the voices has been gone since then. First up, a patient discontinued psych medications, Latuda, L-A-T-U-D-A. First up, a patient was told by a psychiatrist to have neurologist work up brain MRI was done in August of 2022. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, schizoaffective disorder. Next number, history, traumatic brain injury. First up, next number. Current medication, lisinopril and amlodipine, hydrochlorothiazide. Next paragraph, Next paragraph, a patient does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. So first up, please do not put a review system. Next paragraph, impression history of traumatic brain injury. First up, according to the mom, comma, patient had multiple traumatic brain injury. The most recent one was in April of 2022. First up, patient tripped over and hit the shelf and hit the head. The first up, patient immediate loss of consciousness. First up, it was a few seconds and then he regained consciousness. The first up, next paragraph, according to the mother, comma, since this fall, comma, patient does not have any auditory hallucination anymore. As a matter of fact, he stopped taking his Latuda. Next paragraph, the dizziness is still present, but it's a lot better. The dizziness and lightheadedness is likely due to the traumatic brain injury. First time, for recommendation, explain to the mother of the above diagnosis. Next of all, we'll obtain a brain MRI comma to evaluate for traumatic brain injury. First time, next of all. Next time, I'll also explain to the mother the common signs and symptoms from acute stroke, comma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First time, explain to the patient to go to the emergency room. Explain to the mother to take him to the emergency room if he develops any of those signs and symptoms. The first time, whatever this marks at the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Espinoza, Espinoza. First name is Miguel, M-I-G-U-L. I'm sorry. First name is M-I-G-U-E-L. Date of visit is October 28, 2022. Date of birth is September 6, 1973. Referring physician is Jeffrey Weary. Next, we have a chief complaint of tingling and numbness. The first time, history of present numbness. Patient is a 49-year-old male, common chief complaint of tingling and numbness in the whole body. First time, patient tells me the entire body, including bilateral arms and bilateral legs, have tingling and numbness. First time, patient also have a shaking of the arm with the back pain. First time, patient feel tense all the time. First up, patient has difficulty to get a good night's sleep because of the anxiousness and tingling and numbness symptoms. The first up, patient feels that he has a lot of ants in his limbs at night. The first up, it feels like he got ants in the legs and causing cramps. The first up, he denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph, past medical history, pre-diabetic, next number, high cholesterol, next number, past surgical history, appendectomy, next number, current medication, patient did not list any, current medication, none, next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, next number, social history, patient is married with two children, first up, patient is a utility worker, first up, patient does not smoke, first up, patient quit smoking 1 year ago, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next number, family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition, please, a review system, patient has a rapid palpitation at night. The first patient has acid reflux. Patient has a joint pain in the ankles, knees, bottom of the feet. The first patient has a leg cramps. The first patient has trouble concentrating. First up, next number. Next paragraph. Next we have impression, the periodic limb movement disorder during sleep versus restless leg syndrome. First off, a patient tells me that he has ants crawling in his legs at night that cause him to have sleep difficulties. A patient also tingling numbness in the arms and legs. He has muscle cramps in the legs. I suspect this might be a periodic limb movement during sleep, periodic limb movement disorder during sleep, or restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome symptoms. Next paragraph. A patient also has significant anxiety symptoms. He has anxiety and panic attacks and need to go to hospital in September of 2021. I suspect that his anxiety and panic symptoms may also contribute to his symptoms. However, I would like to give him a try of Requip Acoma to see if that would help his leg symptoms. So for stomach condition, explain to patient about diagnosis next number. I will prescribe the patient Requip 0.5 milligrams 1 pill cubic chest Acoma to see if that would help the restlessness sensation in the legs and crawling sensation in the legs for stomach number. For stomach swimmer, I will also schedule a patient for an EMG nerve conduction study to evaluate for the diffuse tingling and numbness symptoms in his limbs. Next number. Explain to patient common side effects from the Requip, which included the stomach upset, nausea, vomiting for stomach swimmer. I will schedule a patient for the EMG study for stomach swimmer to smart the notification.